Welcome, Rav Yoimi Yerushalmi, Shir sponsor for the Schus of the return of all the hostages and the end of the war in Eretz Yisrael. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Kuf Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodr edition, starting in Halacha base in the Mishnah and the bottom Daf Kuf Amun base. So the Mishnah, Noit Elodom Kurnos Liftzoya Boy Egoizim. One could take a hammer to break nuts with it, or Kordoim Lachtor Boy Sadvelo, or a hatchet to cut down the dvelo, which is the figs that are stuck together. Continue the Kufalaf Amud Aleph. Megeiro lagurbo esagvino. Megeiro is a saw to cut with the cheese. Magrefo ligroifbo es hagroigros. Magrefo is a type of shovel to take away the dried figs from the bottom of a barrel. Esarachas, which is used for winnowing. Vesamalges, a pitchfork. Latetulov lakatum, to use as a utensil to feed a child. Esakush ve'esakadkot, different type of spindles. Litroiboy, to stick something on it. And machat sheyat, a small needle. Litolboy sakoitz, to remove a thorn. Veshesakoyim, a very large needle. One that is used to sew sacks. Liftarboy sadel, to use it as a key to open a door. Now what is this, all these details of the Mishnah? We're talking about something which is kli shemelachtoi le'isur, which means it's a kli, it's a vessel, that's used for something which is asur on Shabbos. But you could use it for davar emotor. I could take a kli, shemelachto leisur, which is used for isur, but instead of using it for isur, I'm going to use it for something emotor. I'm going to use it for a milach, which is motor on Shabbos. Says Gemara, noi te lodom kurnos livtzo boi esai goizim, ha-shaloi lefatzea boi loi. Mashra, kli, shemelachto leisur, I could use for one purpose only, to go and cut nuts with it. Meaning I'm going to use it for something emotor. But what if I want to use it for something else, not to use it for something emotor? What's the example? As we'll see more about it on Amud Beis, but it's letzoyich mekoyimai. Meaning I need the place. This thing is standing in my seat, and I need to sit there. I want to move it. Can you move the kli if I'm not using it? Master from the Mishnah, you can't. Says the Gemara, this is mastiso d'Rav Nechemya. That's the sheet of Rav Nechemya that holds that a kli is nitel only letzoyich, only to use it. Rav Nechemya and nitolim shelo letzoyich. You cannot move it not for usage. Meaning I can't use it, can't move it if you just want to move it for its place. Rapoy, Rav Yudo, Rav Chino, Bashamio, Bishamav, Moidim Chachomim l'Rav Nechemya, Bezayro, Ubemizoyro, Ubemechoyno. So we'll see in a moment what are these three kelim. But the common theme between the three kelim, according to one pshat, is that these three are kelim that do not or not use ever for anything else but their malacha. So it has a din of mukse, machmas, chesr, and kis. A mukse, that you use it only for a specific malacha because a person is careful not to use it for anything else. And according to this pshat, what the Gemara is telling us, that you cannot move it at all. Because what the Mishnah says, you can move it, if that's the normal usage, meaning the people sometimes use a needle for food, so you can use it. But here, they don't use it for anything else. The only thing you can use it for its own malacha, so you can't use it even for that. Now, what are these three kelim? Bezairo du otzorbe. It's a machine which is used to press clothing. Bemezairo du chavit pe, that he hits with it the clothing when he cleans it. Obemechoino de kotish pe, where he pounds silk. So different machines, they're used for only that melacha and not any other melacha. Says the Gemara, and this is similar to what we see in Amun Beis, kli miyuchad leisur, kli which is meant to be used for hisur, metalte moisur letzoyach, he can use it for a need. What's a need? Either tzoyach gufoy or tzoyach mekoyim, or to actually use the kli, or because you need its space. Leheter, but if it's a kli which is meant for heter, Bein letzoyach, bein shelo letzoyach. You can use it for tzoyach, which means gufoy mekoyimoy. Or shelo letzoyach means you're not going to use anything with the kli, but I'm doing it for the protection of the kli, which is called in the Gemara in the Bavli, michamo letzel, from the sun to the shade. Omar b'yisi, re'eh adicha nikilu b'shabbos. Look how much they were lenient in Shabbos. Shafiu dvarim she'in tashmish l'shem Shabbos, hitir son l'shem Shabbos. Even kelim, they usually are kli shemanachtol iser, use it for iser during the week, but you're allowed to use it on Shabbos if you want to use it for the purpose of things that are mutter on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, that's what we learn regarding Shabbos. There's a similar concept regarding Tumo. According to the Gius of Reb Chaim, is Omer Ablozer. Dulfiki lama itmeo. The dulfiki is some type of wooden table that's not used to eat in it. It's only used to place on it cups of wine and other kelim. Now the Mishnah Maseches Kelim tells us that it still gets Tumo. It becomes Tumo. Why becomes Tumo? Only something which is mishamish adam, which is used by an adam, gets tumah. So why does it get tumah over here? It says the Gemara Mishnah Shamash Oichel Aleo, because the Shamash, the server, he sometimes will eat on this table which is not meant for eating. Boss says the day la mitmeo, the base that the duflig is on it. Why is it tumah? It's not used for an adam. Sometimes the shamash stands in it when he puts on it the kalim, he stands on that base. Look how much the machmir in tumo. Shafil dvarin shein tashmishim l'shem tavlo timu osom l'shem tavlo. Even things that are not meant to be a base for a human being to use, they're metame and people sometimes use it. So similar to Shabbos. Shabbos, because things are used by an adam, even though it's not meant to be for that, you're allowed to move in Shabbos. And tumor is for l'churma. Even something which is not meant for adam to be used, if it is being used, so then it's something which isn't become, gets tumor. The more quotes the Mishnah, Sarakves, Amalges, Asisal Hakoto, Nakush, Vakaka, Litchoboy, really means vichule, to come to the end of the Mishnah. Omav Simon, Shorele, Ravavohu, Mace of Kiloiris Peshabbos. The Kiloiris is a type of bandage, a small bandage puts on the eye, and it helps to take some fluids out from the eye on Shabbos. So the Yeladu on Shabbos, Raboba, Koyim, Mishem, Sheshis, Mestisomakin, you can see from our Mishnah. Because this is in our Mishnah, Makachayat, he used a small needle, Litoba, Sakoits, to remove a thorn. Delachen Mabin Koitz Lazeh. Here you're taking a thorn from the body, there you're taking some fluids from the eye. It's both allowed. Rabobo Kameh Mono. Can I prepare the bandage on Yom Tov? Because you put on the bandage some kind of cream. Can I prepare it on Yom Tov? It's not Oichel Nefesh. On Yom Tov you can do only Oichel Nefesh, so you must prepare it before Yom Tov in order to use it on Yom Tov. Halacha Gimel Zok LeMishnah. Kono Shel Zeisim. A type of cane that's used for the olives. We'll see in the Gemara what it means. Im yesh kesher b'roisho b'kabel tumo. If he has on top of it some knot, meaning there's some cloth which is on top of that cane, so he gets tumo. V'im lav eino m'kabel tumo. If not, doesn't get tumo. Reb Chaim quotes the Gemara in the Bavli that says that this knot on top is used to put a little oil in it and to check the oil, how much of the oil is ready, and therefore it's used as a kli kibul, and therefore he gets tumo. If not, doesn't get tumo. But you could shoot for sure moving on Shabbos because it has a din of a kli. Says the Gemara, explains what does it mean. We talk about some kind of cane they use to check the olives. Reb Chaim explains that before they put the olives in the Beis Chabad, they used to warm it up and they used to get ready for it to make sure that the olives are ready to be pressed. So they put that kone into where the olives were waiting to see if there's already oil coming out of it. And that's what the kone shalzeisim is used for. Continues the Gemara of Kufav on the base, ketzad ayodea, exactly it works. Im luch lach b'mashke, if he sees liquid on this kone, biyadu shirin gemara melocha melechas amaton. So then biyadu that the melocha, the matos where he put the olives. So he knows that part of the process is done. If there's no liquid, if there's no oil, so now malach is not done, he still has to wait a little bit more. Says Shmuel explained that this kone is now used to check the olives, but it's the one who's used to pick up the olives. That one has a real base kibul, has really receptacle, and that's why it gets tumo. But the one that you just checked as zeisim doesn't get tumo. Continues the one, it says, it's a type of reed, or a little stick, they use to open and close the window, meaning it's a key. It's being used completely as a key. So we learned, if it's hanged and tied to the window, so you can use it to open and close the window. If it's not, you're not allowed to use it. Why? Because you have to make it into a kli. You have to make it into a vessel, into the key. What makes it into the key? The fact that it's connected to the window. The reason why it has to be hanging, because if it's on the ground, it doesn't look like it's connected to the window. So to prove that it's connected to the window, you tie it to the window and make sure that it's hanging. And only then it becomes a kli. This is as long as he set it aside to be a key, it doesn't have to be proven that it's hanging and connected to the window to use it. You can use it even if it was just set aside. Says the Gemara, then Rabbi Yochanan said, the Mashchani Chilvi, call me, push me. Ve'erani Nogor Mishel Beis Rebbe Kosher B'Sheino Toli. Chilfai showed Rabbi Yochanan the bolt that was used in Rebbe's house that they put on the door, and it was tied to the door, but it wasn't hanging. So the word you're asking, Mimonashach, If you hold, like Rabbanon, that it has to be connected and hanging, here it wasn't hanging. If he holds, like his father, of Shimon Gamliel, so it doesn't have to be connected at all. So what does it mean that it's connected but it's not hanging? So Rav Chaim explains in the second explanation that the pshat is like this. The reason why the bolt is a little different, because the bolt, when you put it into the door, it looks like Moisif Alabini. It looks like he's building on Shabbos. Not because of Mokteh, but because of Boine. So therefore, as long as it's tied to the door, so then you see it's not a Bini, it's something that you're going to be taking in and out. But the key is because of the din of mukze. Because of the din of mukze, the minute I set it aside, it's good enough. So Rebbe agrees with his father. Once you set it aside, it's not mukze anymore, therefore the key I can use, that's what the Gemara says. But once he put it into his hand, nasa maftech, it's a maftech, it's not a mukze anymore. The bolt has a different issue of boine, and that's why it needs to be tied to the door to show that it's not meant to be a moisi falabinyan, but something which goes in and out the whole time. Halacha dalet zog de mishto. Kol hakelim nitolim b'shabes chutz min ha-mosor ha-godol v'yoset shemachweishos. So this we saw earlier. The Gemara said that all the vessels can be moved on Shabbos, except the big saw, and the yoset shemachweishos is a peg that's used for the plower. And this is not used for anything else, so it's a kli that is mukze, machos cheser, and kis, you don't use for anything else, and therefore you can't use it on Shabbos. Kol hakelim nitolim l'tzoyuch v'shelo l'tzoyuch. You can move the kelim for a purpose, and for if even if it's not the purpose, then we'll see in the Gemara what that means. And he told him, as we mentioned in the previous Amud, says a nitol only for the purpose. Says the Gemara, so Rav said you can move the kli only letzorich, meaning only if you need to use the kli itself. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbanan of Bovel, how do I letzorich tzorich gufoi? Meaning, Rabbanan say that you could carry the kelim either tzorich, which means to use it, tzorich gufoy, or not the tzorich, which means not the tzorich gufoy, but the tzorich mekoymoy. Meaning, I want to move the kli because I need the space. That's the two things you can do. Rabbi Nechemia says you can do it only tzorich gufoy. The Charno Amar, the other one said, Letzorich, what does it mean? Letzorich gufoy veletzorich mekoymoy. Tzorich means when you need to use the kli itself or something, or you needed space, so you move the kli. Shaloy letzorich, that Rabbanan said you're allowed to, it means shaloy letzorich gufoy veshaloy letzorich mekoymoy. It's not for the guf of the kli, and not for the space. So what is it for? That's what's called in the Gemara in the Bavli, Mechama Latzel. For the purpose of the kli, you want to save the kli, you want to protect the kli, so you move it. So according to Rabbanan, you can do that. Chemia says you can use it only for the kli itself, even the tzorich mekoymoy. And here we're talking about, different than the previous amud, about kelim, which are melachtam leheter. Talking about a kli, which is meant to be used for this specific melacha, which is mutar and Shabbos. So here we have a machlekes. This kli, what could he use it for? Rabbanan say you can use it gufoy, mekoymoy, and to protect the kli. And Chemia says only gufoy and mekoymoy. Silmotani Omar of Yudon, and this refers to a machlokes that we have in Maseches Beitzo. Loi nichleku bechamai v'silel regarding carrying kelim ala meleim shemetaltim oisom. If they're full of food, you can carry them because of the food. Shelo letzoyich, even if it's not letzoyich. V'ala rikonim sheyesh b'daitom aloisom. And the empty ones that you're going to be using the kelim to put food in it, you also can carry it. Ama nichleku al shehein b'daitom aloisom. You have an empty kli. You can't move it if you're not going to use it for a tzorich. Even if you don't have a tzorich of the food, you can still move it. According to this, comes out the Bichamai holds like Rav Nechemia. Why? Because according to Bichamai, I can't use a kli unless I need to use it for food today. If it's empty and it's only for the purpose of the kli, you can't do it. That's the shita of Rav Nechemia. Says, well, that's a problem. Why? At Oma at Alochi Rav Nechemia, Rav said right after the Mishnah here, we pass Rav Nechemia. We know when you have Bichamah and Bisil, we pass like Bisilah. So how could it be that, according to what we just learned, Rav Nechemia is like Bichamah, and we know that the Psak is like Rav Nechemia here, but not like Bichamah over there, and then what stays with this question? Halocha is look the Mishnah. Any kli that is used in Shabbos, if it broke, and the Gemara in Bavli explains it broke on Shabbos itself, so you can move the pieces of the kli, the broken piece of the kli can move as well. As long as it can do any melacha with the shvarim, with the broken pieces, so it's okay. Shivrei areva, the Gemara brings an example. The broken pieces of the areva, it's a mixing bowl. L'chasoiz ben piechav is to cover the top of a barrel. Veshes chuchis, a broken kli made out of glass. L'chasoiz behem is piepach, to cover a small jar. So even though it's not doing the exact melacha it did before, because in the areva, you mix things, you put dough into it, and into the schuchis, you put oil into it, and now you're going to use it to cover a barrel, it's still fine. As long as you can do any melach with it, it's okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer will vachu oisi mei melachton. Has to be doing exactly what it did before. Shiva revo, broken pieces of the mixing bowl, latzuk to toichon mikpo, to put porridge into it, which is similar to the dough. Veshoschuchis, latzuk to toichon shaman, you have to put oil, be able to still put oil into the glass. So it needs to be doing the same melacha that it did before. If it doesn't do the same melacha it did before, so it becomes mukta according to Rabbi Yehuda. So, we learned in the previous parak, schuchis ligroid ba roish hakarkat. A person is chayav when he takes glass, and on Shabbos, which glass? The one which has which is sharp, that he could come and sharpen with it. The weaver's reed. That's the shear you need in order to be chayav and moitzi. The hocho hu omar hochin. And here you need a much larger piece of glass. It needs to be able to cover the top of a jar. Why the shear is different? Why you're not mishnah to say a different shear? So by us, we're talking about a thick piece of glass. It's not sharp. So what you can do with it is cover a jar with it. There we're talking about a sharp one, so even a smaller amount, you can use it to sharpen that reed. Someone to say the difference is between hoitzah and tiltul. Here we're talking about tiltul to say that it's not, when it breaks, it won't become mukze. It has to be a chashem ekli in order for it to be stoma, not mukze. But there we talk about they put it aside to use it. So mukze is not a problem. The shayla is a gabi hoitzah. Hoitzah, anything which has some importance to the person who's taking out it, who's moitzi on Shabbos, is chayavin it. And therefore, that's the minimum amount for it to have somewhat of a chashivus. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shabbos, Daf Kuf Aleph.